Two of the world's most innovative design teams have won the right to compete in what is possibly the most high-profile design project in history, the site of New York's destroyed World Trade Center. Neither choice is a surprise to close observers. The international architectural firm known as Think and Berlin-based architect Daniel Libeskind received the most attention in mid-December when the worldwide competition was narrowed to 9 designs from among more than 400 submissions. Both designs call for structures that would be the tallest in the world. New York-based architects Raphael Vignoli and Frederick Schwartz lead the Think team, which proposes a world cultural center with 2 latticework towers of steel. The complex, they suggest, includes a concert hall, a library, and a museum about the events of September 11, 2001. Mr. Schwartz says the memory of the attack on the Trade Center was always on the team's mind as they put together their design.
We remember every day what we lost, so we can envision something great for the future.
The Libeskind design focuses on 5 stark geometric buildings clustered around the foundations of a fallen tower. An elevated platform curves around a proposed memorial to the victims of 9/11. Mr. Libeskind says the design must honor the past, but look forward with hope.
This project has to combine both the essence of the tragedy that happened, the lives that were lost, but also show the world that life is victorious, that life is good, and that in the face of these attacks, there is a vitality, and then in the aftermath of these tragedies, there is an optimism in the development not only of New York, but of the world.
Officials of the agency overseeing the redevelopment of the site say they will choose the final plan from the 2 after another month of review, but both designs will require modification to accommodate infrastructure requirements and a memorial site. Both designs honor the public's desire to see ample space set aside for a memorial. A decision about the design for a memorial is expected in September after a separate international competition. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.